This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
$1 billion in improper payments made to people, including dead people. President Trump says they are going to fix this.
When I saw the Social Security numbers, I said, wow, that's really something. So we have, let's just go above 100 years old. We have millions and millions of people over 100 years old. How many of these people got paid? Were they getting paid?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's one President Trump is asking as well. And you do have millions of people. And here's the thing about it. I found this out today, Kim St. Ange, that the allegation is not that the Social Security is cutting checks to those millions of people. The allegation is that other departments depend on Social Security date of death to determine whether somebody's still eligible for benefits somewhere else. So it's possible the Treasury could still be sending money to them or other departments because they don't have a date of death for all of these people in the Social Security Department. Very strange situation, mm-hmm. How our government works.
Oh, yeah. Trying
to figure it out on a daily basis will absolutely drive you crazy. There's no doubt about that. Welcome back into the show. We are keeping an eye on the roads for you. Sue Thomas will have the latest on that. Things seem to be improving. The problem is it's still in the single digits, so the roads are not completely clear just yet. All right, so we know we thought Kash Patel might be the next biggest challenge to get confirmed to President Trump's cabinet. That may not be the case. So we've got Chad Perger with us this morning up on Capitol Hill for Fox News. And Chad, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess the labor secretary position was not high on my radar all along, but this has become a bit of a controversial pick, right?
Yeah, Lori Chavez DeRemer is the former Republican congresswoman from Oregon. She served one term, and she's controversial because she has been a friend of labor and the right to organize. But frankly, she was nominated by the president, and not all Republicans are going to dismiss her out of hand. You have Rand Paul, the Republican senator from Kentucky, who will likely oppose Chavez DeRemer. Mark Wayne Mullen, who's a Republican senator from Oklahoma, was on Fox Business yesterday. And he said, look, I'm not really in favor of that position. It would basically give she was in favor of something called the PRO Act when she served in the House of Representatives. In fact, there was only one of three. She was one of three Republicans in the House who voted or was in favor of that bill. It was never passed. But she was in favor of the PRO Act in the House. And he said, you know, that's not completely disqualifying to me. You know, she's the pick of the president. We'll go with it. But it would have given people, you know, organizations, workers, whatever, better opportunities to organize in 24 right-to-work states. Now, is she in trouble? We just don't know yet because this is so different than some of the other nominees. It was one thing for the Democrats to come out and say, they opposed Pete Hegseth, and you had a couple of other maybe Republican senators, on the fence, or maybe, RFK Jr. or something like that. This is different because you might have More than just a handful of Republican senators who oppose her, whether or not they can be persuaded to vote yes, we just don't know yet. But maybe it's Democrats who pick up the slack because they view her as a moderate. She won a swing district. The reason that she's up for labor secretary, she didn't win re-election. That was a district that was hard to hold for Republicans, and they did not hold it. So it kind of tells you a little bit about her politics, the fact that she was able to get elected in 2022. Again, this is a bit of an anomaly compared to some of the other, quote, controversial nominees that we've dealt with in the Senate.
Let's just say one of Trump's cabinet picks doesn't get through. They don't get confirmed by the Senate. What happens then? I mean, does Trump immediately try to pick somebody else and they go through that whole process again? Can that be streamlined because we're just sitting without, you know, some of these department heads, which could be a problem?
No, I mean, historically, you have to kind of go back to the, you know, ground zero again and start again. I mean, that's happened with almost every administration where they've had somebody. In fact, it was, Andy Puzder was supposed to be the labor secretary, was the first pick by President Trump during his first term, and he never even got to the floor. I remember famously the Republicans, this was President George H.W. Bush, had tapped Harriet Myers, who was the White House counsel, to sit on the Supreme Court, and was viewed as a very bad pick, and had to withdraw because they just didn't find that she had the wherewithal to even answer some of the basic questions that senators were asking in the questionnaires. President Clinton famously burned through two picks to be his attorney general very early in his term because they had problems with their nanny taxes at the time, something that might not be disqualifying today, but was disqualifying back in the early 1990s. So, yes, you have to go back to, start at the very beginning. It's a different person. You don't know what the issues might come up with that person. I mean, you had President Reagan, who had Robert Bork defeated on the Senate floor for the Supreme Court, and then the subsequent successor who he picked had smoked marijuana when he was a college professor with students, and so that was disqualifying. And then they went on to somebody else. So yeah, this does happen periodically, but you kind of got to start all over again.
Yeah, Chad Pergram with us from Fox News. Is it a surprise? I mean, maybe I bought into the hype a little bit when the president announced his cabinet picks. A bunch of them seemed questionable, and now he's gotten 17 of them through.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Correct?
Well, what you have seen is the fact that there's a juggernaut here. You've had Republicans come around, and I think just the fact that they saw him in office and saw, I hesitate to use the word mandate because he did not get 50% of the popular vote, but it was a large electoral college win. Republicans often use that term, but they said, look, we owe a lot of our success in winning control of the House and Senate to President Trump, and we're going to defer to him. And you always have some level of deference to presidents by members of the Senate of both parties, even some who are across the aisle in that sense. And this is where Tim Kaine, the Democratic senator from Virginia, has said, I generally like to support the president's picks, regardless of party, because he deserves to have who he wants in his cabinet. And unless there's a glaring error from my vantage point, I mean, they're not going to vote for Kash Patel on the Democratic side of the aisle or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but they were generally, in the 17 that they've confirmed so far, 12 have gotten bipartisan support.
Yes.
That's pretty remarkable if you consider how controversial some of these nominees were and certainly the way Democrats view this president.
Yeah, it's very true. Chad Pergerma joining us. You know, Chad, on a completely unrelated subject, I just made a trip to Ohio this past weekend. I'm surrounded by Missourians here in my at my radio station. Could you help me explain to them the joy of a king-size Cassano's pizza? Because I brought one back with me because that's how much I love it and miss it.
Well, it is something that is just a culinary delight, and specifically you have to go to the one, I think, on State Route 73 just east of Trenton, right before you get to the Great Miami River. In fact, there is a woman who had worked in that particular one who had, and this is when I go home, which is where I go to get one,
yes,
had been worked in there for decades. In fact, she was in there when I was in high school. I mean, this is 30-some-odd years. It's amazing. Anyway. The way they salt the crust, I think, you know, you read these foodie blogs and things. I've never read a good foodie blog where somebody's really described Vic Cassano's pizza. But there is a saltiness to the crust and a crunchiness to the crust. And then the way it just works with the cheese that they use. And then also maybe the if you get pepperoni or sausage, I usually get pepperoni and sausage. I'm not an onions or peppers person. And that just is something that's very special. I think it's the salt that gets me, and it's something about the cheese, or excuse me, the sauce. It's not really a marinara. It's a little, dare I say, it's saltier. You know, some marinara, if you really think about it, it's kind of sweet, actually.
Right.
There's a saltiness to that, too. So maybe I'm just a saltaholic. I don't know.
I wonder if I know that woman, because Lord knows I bought enough pizzas there on my way back to the campus at Miami that it's probably the same lady who was there then, too. So,
you know, yeah. Maybe. And, you know, briefly, there was a Cassano's in Uptown Oxford. You know, the listeners might not know this, but both of us went to Miami University in Oxford, Ohio.
Yes.
And we weren't there quite at the same time, but there was one in Uptown. Down Oxford near the square there for a while, and I'm kind of sad they got rid of it.
I know,
but it wasn't there very long. I don't know why they couldn't make a run of that one.
It's great. Thank you for that great description of the true treat that Cassano's is.
You just solidified everything he said yesterday,
especially about that salted crust.
Now you have to go to the Central Pastry in Middletown,
yes.
Ohio, which is J.D. Vance's home, which is just near Trenton, and have some of their smiley face cookies. They use a buttercream icing that I've never been able to replicate anywhere. That's just, again, that's sweeter than some. It's really vanilla-y.
It's outstanding. I've been there many times. Chad, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk soon. What a great tie-in there. I'm so glad. See, he told you exactly what I told you about that pizza. It's just outstanding. And my roommate and I used to make runs from Miami back over to Trenton about 15 or 16 miles just to get a pizza from the Cassano's pizza over there. The same one he's talking about in Trenton.
Did you finish it? You bought two, right?
Oh, yeah. Finished it yesterday. Thank
nice.
You. Yeah.
Happy
outstanding.
For you.
Yeah, I was very excited. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.